Hello and welcome to this edition of My Extraordinary Family. I'm Bishop Stephen Croft and I'm talking every week with somebody within the Diocese of Oxford and occasionally beyond about their story and about what it means to be a more Christ-like church for the sake of God's world. And today I've come outside the diocese. I'm in Church House Westminster in London and I'm with Nick Shepherd, who works for the Church of England nationally. And Nick has a really significant role. He is programme director for something called Setting God's People Free. I'll ask him to explain that in a moment. But first, Nick, thanks for joining me on this podcast edition. And tell me a bit about your story and your journey as a Christian.
Thank you for inviting me into your extraordinary family. It's quite a nice thing to be kind of a distant cousin invited into the Diocese of Oxford for this purposes. So I grew up in Sheffield. In a household that wasn't Christian. My grandparents were churchgoers. My mum and dad, children of the 60s, kind of walked away from that. And my nan took me to church as a teenager. And at 14, I was thrown out of confirmation classes for being too difficult.
You were thrown out of confirmation?
So my vicar said to me, I don't think confirmation is probably for you at this stage. And the reason was that I asked too many difficult questions.
I have to ask you which parish you were part of in Sheffield.
St. Mary's Greensborough.
Okay.
It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a lovely church. And looking back, I didn't realise that actually it was, you know, it was a very dynamic church at that particular point in time as well. Actually, as all these things are, it was more to do with my journey. And the vicar was absolutely right. And it wasn't my time to engage with those sort of questions. So I went off to university. I went to university in Bath and I was doing biochemistry, I was a member of the Student Labour Party, and I was kind of really committed to kind of engaged action to change the world, but through politics and science and that kind of thing. And then a friend of mine in my first year at university got seriously ill with meningitis and was very close to death and really experienced God healing her. Her mum was a Christian, she was a Christian, and I was totally blown away by that experience. And immediately after that, that just set my questions kind of going really as to maybe there is something in this, and all my kind of scientific evidence requirements were just challenged. And the university chaplaincy had a mission in the February or January, February after this had happened. It was almost like the perfect person was the missioner there. So they invited Dr. Donald English, who was a Methodist lay preacher. He's died now. And he was a scientist, a member of CND, a member of the Labour Party. And I just met the person who enabled me to start making sense of faith.
Interesting. So God brought the right person along at the right moment.
And that was the start of my journey to kind of, you know, really start beginning engaging with my own faith seriously.
Yeah. And how have you spent your working life?
So immediately after university, I went to join Youth for Christ, a youth work and mission charity. And originally it was just for a year to work out what I was going to do with my life. I was considering doing a PhD in biochemistry. And I'd done a year working and research in Reading. So I'd been there for a year and I just took a year out to kind of reflect. And I actually just found that I really love that environment. So I love doing the youth work, a mixture of outreach in schools, mixture of work in churches. And I loved working with that small charity, which was a little bit like an entrepreneurial business. We were doing lots of things, setting up lots of things. And so I just kind of really fell into Christian youth work and spent 15 years doing that in Bath and then in London.
Yeah.
Over time, that experience meant that I then got into training other youth workers. And then that training and development experience in ministry and mission just broadened to thinking about general issues of discipleship and ministry with the whole church.
And we came across each other, didn't we, when you were working on that wider youth ministry and I was doing training things with the Church of England, and so we've known each other a little while. And in fact, I met your mum and dad when I was the Bishop of Sheffield,
right.
Because your dad was the Mayor of Barnsley.
That's right.
And your mum and I were brought up in the same place.
Yes.
Exactly. So that was a lovely discovery. And now you're Programme Director for Setting God's People Free. Some people listening to this podcast will know exactly what that is, but some won't. So what is this Setting God's People Free that you're directing?
So Setting God's People Free is, I call it the Church of England's moonshot. President Kennedy said, you know, by the end of the decade, we're going to put a person on the moon. Setting God's People Free is saying, with all of the challenges that we face as the church, what does our calling as the church look like? Can we enable ourselves to live out our faith confidently in the whole of life? Can we move to a place where we feel as a church where not only making sense of our own story, but helping other people to make sense of their story and having an impact on our communities, an impact on our nation? The name is given from a report that was written in 2017, and effectively that report said that if we want to enable people to influence others, have an impact in our world, then we have to focus on what does it mean to equip and develop the whole people of God to serve God in God's world.
Yeah. So this is focused on lay people, yeah. And it's focused on discipleship and the kind of discipleship which is about Monday to Saturday as well as Sundays.
That's right. And so some people are using the kind of tagline, hashtag everyday faith at the moment. It's about saying, what does faith look like in the everyday?
Yeah.
So what does it look like for you on a Monday morning when you're on the school run or when you're going to work or when you're thinking about the other commitments you have today as a retired person, your social clubs, your other family responsibilities? What does faith mean to you in those contexts? What does faith give you as a person? How does it help you be a better human?
Yeah.
But also, where might God be using you? What might some of the context be that you are a person that God is giving to others to serve through your general personality and gifts and characteristics, but maybe also in the things you do? So it's asking people to think about that, to think about what does faith look like in the everyday, but also how might God be using you in your everyday faith?
So you have this tremendous vantage point of looking at the Church of England and seeing what God's doing in this movement, really, that's flowed from this report. What are some of the things that you're really appreciating and that are encouraging you?
Part of my work is working with dioceses, so I'm actively engaging with 30 dioceses to kind of, and I mean there are more, but as this program rolls out, we'll connect with more. So the first thing that I've noticed is that what's happening is not the result of a report from the Church of England. So when we go to dioceses and we talk with people, we find that there are communities where this sense of faith in the everyday is already apparent and God is already nudging people towards this. So the encouragement, first of all, is that I think the report has tapped into something that God is doing in God's church.
I agree.
And that's the first real encouragement. And there's a sense when we start talking about what we're interested in, for some people it's like, oh yes, I've been longing for someone to come and help us do this. Mm. For others it's more of a wrestling, but they're wrestling with questions of what it means to live out their faith in everyday life. But there's no one, to my mind, they might say behind my back, but there's no one saying we don't want this.
No.
So that's the real encouragement. And then beyond that, It's always the small stories for me that make a difference. So one story that literally dropped in on the email this week was from someone in the diocese of Winchester who is a fairly new Christian, and they were really struggling with their work in a shop. They were a shop assistant, and they went to an alpha group as part of their kind of story of working out what faith meant for them. The focus of their questions and conversations was, yes, about what they believe, but it was they kept asking the question, well, what difference does this make? What difference might this make? What difference might this make? And the team, the alpha team, were very alert to this. First of all, listened to the dynamics were going on, but we're talking about the practice of prayer and, you know, very simply, you know, just bring these concerns to God, see what changes happen. And then the 3 weeks later, the woman came back into the alpha group and was just waxing lyrical about the changes that she'd seen in her workplace simply because she'd prayed about it.
Yeah.
It's a small story, but it's a really illustrative story that faith makes a difference in our everyday life. The other side, the side I talked before about the sense of calling, we had a great story from someone in Leeds Diocese, and her vision was she always wanted to be a prison officer. The difficulty was that she happened to be a single mum, but the main difficulty was that she didn't have any qualifications. And she talked about this with her church community, and her church community were really affirming of that sense of call. And so they helped her find someone who could mentor her into getting some qualifications. So she did that and began as a trainee prison officer after, you know, a four-year journey of doing that. And then she went, when the church were talking with her again, or individuals in the church were talking again about how that was going, she said, well, my real vision, my real passion is to set up a mother and baby unit in a prison, because there aren't any that she was aware of in the north of England. Other people in the church were saying, well, so-and-so might be able to help you with a bit of a business plan for that, so let's get together. And again, that story is twofold for me. One is that not only did a church community help enable someone to feel fulfilled in their life and enable them to progress that path, but they did it in such a way that really affirmed that that sense of call was something that that God not only validated, but God could use to spread and bring his kingdom. Yeah. So those are two stories. I mean, you've only got a 15-minute pod, but I could it's hearing more of those across the country the real delight.
And if people want to find out a bit more and get into this, is there a website they can go to?
So if people go to the Church of England website, so churchofengland.org/SGPF, Setting God's People Free, that's where we hold our information. But what we're asking people to do is, when some stories come out on Twitter or come out on Facebook or Instagram, we're using the hashtag Everyday Faith. We don't hold all those stories, but we will be putting more on the website directly. And I know in Oxford as well that you're beginning to emerge some of those stories through your...
We are, and we have a whole team working on this, working on personal discipleship plans, fire pits for deaneries, and different ideas and resources which are gradually emerging. And there's some details of that on our Diocesan website. Nick, we're trying as a church, we have a vision to be more Christ-like for the sake of God's world, more contemplative, more compassionate, and more courageous. What have you learned in this work that you're doing and in your discipleship at the moment about being more courageous?
Sometimes we build courage up to being about the big steps, but I think courage is about taking the first steps. What we're finding and learning is that asking people to think through what faith means in everyday life, sometimes we go too bold, too big. It's about taking the first step. If people don't know that you are a Christian, it's mentioning, I'm going to church, or I'm meeting up with some friends of mine from church. It's having the confidence to talk about what you do in your everyday faith, in your everyday life, in your church context, and to maybe share some of the concerns that you have or some of the challenges that you face. I think courage is about developing an attitude where you're happy to take that first risk, that first step that challenges you to live out your faith more clearly, but doesn't overwhelm you with the fact that that seems too big a task to do.
So just that small first step is really, really important. Thank you. Thank you. Nick, as we draw to a close, would you pray for us in the Diocese of Oxford, especially as we try and work out this vision of living out faith in everyday life?
Yeah, definitely. So right now, as you're listening to this, you might be on the bus, you might be on the train, you might be sitting at home. You might be getting ready to go out for work or to meet your kids from the school run, or you might have just come back from that. And these are the places where God sends us. These are the places where God calls us. And so all over the Diocese of Oxford, there are members of our churches who are serving God in everyday life. And I pray that through the work that the churches and the diocese are doing, that will be encouraged, that will be fostered, that will be supported. But most of all, I pray that you as a person listening to this podcast now would know that God can use you and God is using you in the places where you go and with the people that you meet. And I pray that you would get a sense of what that looks like and a sense of what that courageous, small next step might be for you to experience more of God using you in everyday life. Amen.
Amen. Nick, thank you so much for joining me in this podcast. If I may say so, I think the Church of England is really blessed to have you in this role. And may God bless you and all the work that you do across the church.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.